So the the others who are numberless, their happiness depend on one's own attitude to compassion. So therefore, all the sentient beings generating compassion towards oneself generating compassion towards all other sentient beings, which become more important or more useful, is that others say having compassion towards oneself is one. It's one person, but yourself generating compassion towards others and object is numberless. Oh, but you, the one person whom you generate compassion, is numberless. So by this reason. You see, first who should practice compassion? the others should practice compassion first, or oneself should practice compassion first. oneself should practice compassion. You see, whether the other person practice compassion or not, first oneself should practice compassion, should begin to practice compassion. So as I mentioned before, the reason is because, as I mentioned before, you see, so if one person generates compassion, for how many the benefits are numberless, and if not, then for how many others, that way, say, one becomes dangerous, one can harm, is numberless. So because of that reason, even the others doesn't practice compassion, but first, you see, so who should begin to practice first? So first one should begin, oneself should begin to practice first, what the other person practice not. So that's one conclusion. So usually we say that he or she doesn't practice. Why should I? Why should I? That's common. You see, but that is a philosophy. the other person, he or she, doesn't practice. So why should I practice? that is not coming from the wisdom. That's not the philosophy of wisdom, Dharma wisdom. That is the argument, philosophy. From the self-cherishing thought. the argument from the ego. It's not concerned with one's own peace of mind or happiness, even one's own profit. But in the case of karma, if one's own attitude negative. Then actions are negative. Then that brings a result of problems to oneself. So you see, is not having thought well. One is thinking profit, you know. It meant to be thinking some profit for oneself. Well, other person not doing it, so why should I do? doesn't practice, so why should I do? That's the argument. It's according to ego. It meant to be kind of something, a profit, you see, for self. but actually, in the reality, it's a loss. Because this ego's interpretation, ego's, you see, you see, way of thinking, with the philosophy, you see, ego doesn't want to be hurt to ego. ego doesn't want to hurt the ego. You see, for example, so it's same like that. So, so ego, the ego cannot accept that is that you know. According to ego, self-cherishing thought, you see, the interpretation according to the ego's definition of profit is to cause others to lose. According to ego's definition of profit is for oneself, in order to be happy, others have to suffer in order to make oneself happy. others have to lose. give the loss, give the defeat, give the loss to others, and take the the profit, victory to oneself. But actually, in the that's according to ego. but in the reality, according to the wisdom, that which thinks the evolution of happiness and the correct evolution of happiness and correct evolution of problems. in order to obtain happiness for self, letting others to suffer or giving the defeat, the loss to others, and taking the profit to oneself. that's according to the reality, or according to the wisdom, Dharma wisdom, the wisdom, Dharma wisdom, which knows what's right or what's wrong, which knows the evolution of happiness or evolution of the suffering. You see, that has come from one's own mind. The non-virtuous thought and action that comes from positive thought and virtuous action, then happiness arises. So according to the wisdom that which knows what is right or what is wrong, which knows the reality, then according to this, it's a loss. giving the defeat to others, the loss, and taking the victory to oneself. in the reality, giving the bad one giving to others, and the good one taking on oneself. So according to Dharma wisdom, and that is the loss. Because you are creating the cause. In the reality, you are creating the cause. to experience the result problem loss for many, for, so much unsuccess this life and so much unsuccess thousands of years, thousands of lifetimes, thousands of lifetimes, you know, to experience unsuccess, you know, to receive the defeat on oneself, loss, unsuccess. so, you see, one is creating a cause for many thousands of lifetimes, you see, have unsuccess, you know, defeat. so, the ego, you see, only ego thinks only now. only what is ego concerned is only now. concerned only oneself. You see, concerned only oneself. only oneself. You know, only one's own happiness. Even that now. You see, it's a short time. Even that short time. You know, very short time. Gain. However, even one wishes. The way the ego does is, even it wishes many future lives to have, you see. I mean, what the ego wishes, only happiness for self. no loss, only profit for self, only happiness for self, only profit. you see, this is what ego wants, but ego is not skillful. you see, the method what ego uses, the method what ego uses, you see, to get pro, to have, to, you know, to have success for self, to get profit, then you see, is wrong, wrong method, you know, wrong method, defeat, you know, defeating others. causing others, you know, causing others to have unsuccess. giving the loss to others and taking the profit, you know, the victory to oneself. kind of childish. it's like what the ego does is like this. it meant to be you know, taking medicine but taking poison. it meant to be taking medicine, but you see, how is it? but. In the practice, what I want to is the poison. so it's like that. but the wish and aim is, you know, taking medicine to be, you know, to have always happiness. even though that's wish, but the method is wrong. you see, in the method, in the action, want to the poison. you see, with the wish and with the aim to, you see, to benefit. But in the reality, the result of that is completely opposite, contradictory. You see, to the aim and to the wish. result of that is only loss. so thousands of you see lifetimes then only you see one experience makes to experience loss or unsuccess. so however. so Dharma wisdom, or altruism cherishing others, and then you see, offers the victory. Offer the victory, and give the good things to others, and you see, if one have to choose, then offer the, you see, the good one to others, then, you see, take the, say, the, the poor quality or the, and the work, you see, the high with the bad one, or see on oneself. So in this way, then is even while why even while one is in the samsara, this circling, you see the aggregates. This circling aggregate, this association body mind, you know, this circling aggregate. while while one is in this samsara, you see, from this one action, you see, the offering the victory to others, you know. And then taking the loss upon oneself, and then many by doing this one, from this one positive action, then many life, thousands of lifetimes, then you see one is able to enjoy the result, having success, you know, the victory. So this one time, you see, giving the victory to others, taking the loss upon oneself, you know, giving the, if one has to choose, either give the bad one, the poor quality or bad one to others, or take, you see, better one to others and take the better one on oneself. So if they if they choose, then you see choice the one has to choose one of the other then giving the good one to others, so it's taking the, you see, poor quality or the better one to oneself. This one so this, from this one positive action, at the moment taking loss on oneself, but that is actually gaining. actually taking profit in the reality, because of many thousands of lives, you enjoy the result of success from that. You see, by causing others to have success now, giving profit to others now, you know, then many thousands of lives one will have gaining. So, profit. So, however, so part of compassion. So therefore, you see, so who should practice compassion first? So whether the other practice or not, first one should, you see, practice compassion. So like that. Then. Now, the upsetness, you see, eliminates the arrogance, the pride. You see, one of the benefits of the problem that is, it destroyed the pride. There's also saying, if somebody praises to oneself, then that you see, makes to have causes greater pride that causes greater. To rise greater pride. See, what's that? Live the. Lifting up mind. The. thought of high, that you are high, that you...
Flated.
Yeah.
Head swells with pride, so
you
can't walk in the door.
Yeah. What do you say?
Flattering?
Inflated. The thought of inflated thought. Inflated thought. Inflated thought. Inflating or what?
Inflating.
Yeah, that's right.
And bigger.
So, even the Kadambas, the great mentors who, who practiced the gradual path to enlightenment, and you see that these are particular practitioners that teachings of Buddha, any words from that, is any words that see, everything appears for them. whether it's text of the biblical part, then the higher level teaching, lower level teaching, the less biblical part, or higher level teaching, Paramedhyana, then the, even the highest. The Tantra is the highest level of teaching taught by Buddha. Tantra. So any teaching taught by Buddha, or any words from that, you see, everything appears for them as instruction. As instruction for oneself to achieve enlightenment. The meditators, the lineage lamas of this path, graduate path to enlightenment, those who achieved the whole path, who preserved the tradition, Kadamba tradition, that passed through the a great pundit, you know, great yogi pundit called Lama Atisha, who was invited from India, Nalanda, where there was the largest university, you see, where there. Fully distinguished, highly realized, highly attained, many yogis, so many hundreds. Lama Atisha was invited from this largest monastery in India by one of the Dharma kings, one of the Dharma kings in Tibet, to re-establish Buddhism in Tibet, when there happened the corruptions some people came from India called Pandit, but they spread wrong practice or misconceptions, things like that, and so there happened corruption in regards to practice in Tibet. the people, the teaching, these two aspects of teaching called the Tantra and the high level teaching Tantra, then the fundamental teaching, the Sutra. So at that time, people found contradictory. Even practice this, the one cannot practice, you know, there's God as one cannot practice other sutra. Even practice sutra, one cannot practice tantra. So during that time, it's better, you know, the people's God, you see, as a like hot and cold, that one person cannot practice both. So I have a lot of misconceptions happened. So the king couldn't stand the degeneration, so then invited this Lama Disha in Tibet to re-establish, to make the Dharma pure, to re-establish. So the king, the religious king, I think maybe Songzhen Gambo, I don't remember the percent name. So he invited twice. First time didn't get to invite, you know, unable to invite. Then second time, the king tried to invite. So the king went to look for gold, upper place of Tibet. I think maybe near Nepal. Somewhere I went to look for gold to make offering to the Lama Disha. So he went to look for gold. Then he was captured by one irreligious king. somewhere near Nepal, either in Nepal or in upper place of Tibet somewhere. And then the king's nephew discussed to this irreligious king that I'll give you all this gold. So the gold piled up, so it comes up to the neck. So you see, to free the king from the prison. But the irreligious king said, that I want to, in order to free him, I need even the size of the head. Then the nephew, is informed to the king, who was in prison. So the king said, told to his nephew that please don't offer even one handful of gold. to this irreligious king, that don't offer anything, that I will die in the prison, that I'll give up my life in order to invite holy being, great holy being Lama Disha, in Tibet to rest with, to make the Dharma pure, to make the teaching pure. So for the teacher to invite him and say, to spread Dharma. So for the sake of teaching, then I'll give up my life in prison. then the king gave message to say. sent message through the translator, one Tibetan translator, who was sent by the king to invite Lama Disha. Please tell this to Lama Disha that so I came to look for gold, you know, to invite you to restless pure dharma and a pure teaching in Tibet. So I was captured by this English king. And now here I'll give up my life. For the teachings of the sentient beings. So please guide in other lives, you know, to be able to meet in next lives. to be able to meet Lama Disha in next lives. So however, then Lama Disha came in Tibet, and then, you see, the teachings that handed down from Lama Disha. So it's called Kadam tradition. So this Kadamba meditators, and they said that even this the practice or this the you see thought transformation, even praises it's called the inflated mind, the greater pride rises. if one criticizes this destroys straight away one's own mistakes. So the in order to protect one's mind, in order to see the praise when somebody praises to oneself, in order to not become problem, to not become emotional problem, you see, to not become life ups and downs. So you see, when praises your life, you know, fills up, and then somebody then a little later when somebody criticizes, then it goes down. So how about to have stability of mind or stability of life? how's it about? to have a continual peace in the heart. however, the praise, you see, to not become obstacle, you see, to actualize the realizations of part with one's mind. when somebody praises, you see, you remember the shortcomings of the praise. you see the shortcoming, the problem. you see the obstacle. the obstacle. You see what it does. you see. develop problem. you see, which becomes obstacle for attainment to develop the mind. when there's a praise, if you look at the problem that praise creates, you know, say, one experiences from the pride, say, from the praise. So if one look at the praise in the, in the, say, say, shortcoming. then, you see, then there's no attachment. You see, there's no clinging in the praise. even you are hearing the praise, but there's no attachment. clinging, you see. so, so there's, you know, so there's continual peace in the heart, and it cannot interfere, you see, to attain the path. So anyway, it is mentioned by Katambakeshis that.
If you offer somebody something like praise, but praise without being...
You're offering praise to others, it's okay.
Offer praise
to others, it's okay, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's that's a good one.
Okay?
To anybody.
To anybody.
Yeah, enlightened being or sentient beings, to anybody. or to even the most beneficial... even the most beneficial ones to praise the enemy. beneficial to one's own mind, to develop one's own mind. Powerful one. powerful to one's own. You see, very, it's complete opposite to the ego, you know, to praise the enemy. somebody whom you don't like. Is it to praise that person?
Could also be strategy.
What's that?
Could also be strategy.
What's that?
Strategy to confound them. Confound
skillful means to trick them.
To trick them.
And still get the advantage of
them. What? What?
Trick them into not being very careful so that you can then attack them again.
That depends on your motivation. how you're doing it. Sometimes, His Holiness used to say, when he talks about the tenant versus action, harshly speaking, you know, the four negative actions speech, harshly speaking, his sinners used to give the example. you speak very very sweet, but actually it's outlook is very sweet, but actually it's, you know, it's a ring. So what he's saying is the same. It is as long as they hurt the person, what they look sweet or not. what you're saying is, I'm just to remember that's what I'm just saying. But that's the best motivation. But the praise, when the praise. The praise, you see, when we praise sentient beings and especially enemy, we should do by remembering the kindness of the by remembering, you know, you can do the praise because. Because when you press the enemy in some ways, you see, you are offering the victory to the enemy and you're taking the loss. You see, you're praising the enemy in front of other people, how good she is or he is. So actually, ego, actually, you see, the one's own ego It's a complete, see, ego doesn't like that. So, it's a remedy. It becomes a remedy to the ego.